Welcome to What's With These Homies Talking About, Weezer. I'm your host, Matt Apodaca, freshly boosted with the bivalent Moderna vaccine. And we're talking Weezer's latest release from their seasons project, Autumn. And you know I'm joined by two very special guests. You know them from their podcast. I've never heard of them on the Flagrant Ones Patreon. It's Hassan Williams and Jacob Wysocki. What is up, my dudes?
Heyo.
Voila. Seasons.
What's up?
Voila.
We're bringing that back. That's you heard it here first. That's back.
Hi, friends.
It's good to see my boys.
We're back.
We're back
in the Potiverse.
Back in the Potiverse.
Look at us. Oh, you hear that? I think I just heard the internet snapping too. We broke it.
I could only wish.
It would be nice if it kind of just all went away.
Jacob, you wish the internet was more fractured?
Dude, imagine just like 7 days, no web. And like, what would happen?
I think the first three days would be panic. Yeah.
People would be for sure.
Day four, five, six, luxury, bliss, connecting, beaches, dancing.
Beaches,
waves.
Dancing, giving a kiss.
Day seven, silence.
I think day seven, we purge. It starts to be the purge at that point. I don't know if like...
Yeah, because you're like it's not coming back.
Yeah,
but
so
like
it's not coming
extremely
back,
analog
like,
purge.
Yeah, it's a grassroots purge.
Yeah, grassroots
really
purge. You can't Amazon any weapons. You got to go out and forge for weapons.
Or you have to have had them already. So
yeah, or have had them already.
Orange County's doing great at the beginning of this. I'm just talking about California, folks.
It's a California pod.
Yeah, this is a local pod. If you're hearing this somewhere else, I don't know how you got it. I don't know what your internet's tuned to.
Your biggest fan in Denmark, like being a little sad.
Hey.
Well, it's about me.
What about me?
We'll get to the fans in just a little bit, but I want to ask you guys first.
Uh-huh.
Before we get into some Weezer talk, what's your general... music intake. What are you? I know you guys say this. Like, what are you chewing on? What are you digging into?
Ooh, nice.
Well, that's private IP, so I don't know.
Oh, oh shit! Your lawyer just stepped into frame.
Yeah.
We're like this.
No.
Ixnay on the Uinon Che.
That was good. You did that good.
Yeah,
that's pretty
thanks.
Good. Yeah,
sounded a little close to QAnon, unfortunately.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uinon Quay.
Yeah, somebody heard that and was activated. They're like, ah, yes.
It's exactly. It's that same fan in Denmark. It is my time.
I just don't understand.
Hassan, do you want to kick it off?
Sure. My musical intake, as I've said, on our pod, never heard of them before. My musical intake is much more.
Hold on, let me just clear it. The name of our podcast is
I've never heard of them.
Before. Okay. I just want. I hate to jump in so early on, but
yeah.
You can't fuck up the brand, man.
Did I say it right?
You said it pretty okay.
There's no I've. It's just never heard of them.
I'm thinking of the song.
That's kind of on us, and that's why I let it slide with Matt. Like, he's the host. He was doing a good job even bringing it up.
He's the Johnny Carson
you have a
of this whole thing.
Responsibility to support
weird,
the brand
wild stuff.
On our podcast, never heard of him. I have said this before. My musical intake is more so. I listen to a lot of the same stuff over and over again. I go to a lot of the stuff I'm familiar with and nostalgic. That's like nostalgic for me, because more often than not, I'm not really taking in music. In times where I would usually, like in the car, and now I'm more into like podcasts and audiobooks, quite frankly. But if I'm gonna give you complete candor, I'm more into like audiobooks and stuff right now.
Scholar.
But yeah, so I find myself listening to a lot of the same stuff over and over again. Yeah, I like finding new stuff. I'm always stoked when I do find new stuff. I just rarely go out of my way to look for it at this point.
I see. And what about you, Uwaisaki?
Oh, you know, I'm all over the map, baby. We're hitting the punk. We're hitting the hardcore. We're hitting some reggae. We're getting some deep country. We're loving music. We're being alive. We're taking it all in. We're not saying no, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Right now, I will say this is a little embarrassing, but it's true. Sometimes I get like earwigged where I have to like, I obsess over a song or a couple songs that like are in heavy, heavy rotation. And I have a couple right now that I'm really enjoying, but one is creeping in that I don't, that I, my brain is very happy about, but like, I don't want it on my Spotify algorithm.
Sure.
So I can only listen to it on YouTube. And because I would be really embarrassed if like, it, I don't know why this, it doesn't really matter, but I would be embarrassed. I can admit it. That like at the end of the year, if Wild Ones featuring Sia was on my like.
Sure.
If that was on my top five like of the year, it'd be ruined. Tough. It'd be really tough.
Yeah. That happens to me quite a lot. I'm in the car with my girlfriend and she'll be like, can I pick a song? And I'm always just like, there goes the algorithm.
Yeah.
There it goes.
Yeah.
Or the other night we're signed in on my YouTube account. Oh. I have a video. Oh, great. It's over.
Yeah. It's done. It's going to be this for three more months.
Yeah. And then until I flesh it all out and get the stuff that I want to see on there. Bigfoot sightings.
A bunch of B-list comedians smoking cigars.
That's what I want. Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, just really getting to the root of the issue, too. And talking about how good dead comedians are. So that's my zone.
Lenny Bruce, baby. Yeah. He said it all.
They don't do it like that anymore. You can't get away with that stuff anymore. Stupid.
Billy Billies.
Yeah, they're so silly, these guys, these men. So it sounds like, would you guys say you were me trying to lead this? Like, so would you guys say you're huge Weezer fans?
Oh, what an interesting segue.
Yeah.
I would have never thought you were going that way.
Where are you guys at with Weezer? Yeah, what's the vibe?
So first, I need to apologize. I didn't understand the initial question. I didn't know we were giving genres.
Hey, no, you did. You answered it how you...
I thought you answered great.
You did.
Oh,
you did,
thanks,
a great
Jacob.
Job.
I thought you nailed it.
Yeah, no apologies necessary.
Thanks, I'm trying real hard, guys.
I'll tell you when you need to
apologize. Okay, thanks. Just let me know.
Oh, shit. Say you're sorry.
Hey, say
you're
sorry.
Say you're sorry.
I have a playlist similar to Jacob, I'm kind of all over the map when it comes to genre. I have a playlist that I go to a lot that's really nostalgic for me of like a lot of music where I feel like this, like where Weezer fits right in. But oddly enough, there's not a lot of Weezer on the playlist itself. And I think partly it's because, hear me out. I think of the era that I associate and the scene that I associate Weezer in, to put Weezer actually on that playlist would be a little on the nose.
Sure.
So like a little like, so I like Weezer but I'm not the biggest Weezer like guy. Like I'm not Matt Apodaca or anything.
That's me.
I'm more of a casual Weezer fan, but yeah, I do have a playlist that's called Snow on my phone because it's like it's an extremely white playlist. I'm kidding. No, it's a playlist that
get him
a song.
It's a playlist that Jacob has a real
a
issue
song. With in front of me.
No, it's a podcast. It's a playlist that I associate with like going snowboarding as like a young teenager, and the music that they would play at Mountain High, like as you're on the chairlift. And so there's a lot of like K-Rock on there, a lot of that kind of stuff, like K-Rock from like the early 2000s. And so like Weezer fits very well into that playlist. And I go to that playlist a lot actually when I'm feeling like I need some nostalgia or to be comforted. So yeah, I would say I'm open to the lane that Weezer is in, but I'm not the biggest like Weezer fanatic.
Yeah, you haven't kept up with them past a certain point, probably.
Right. I think the last, like...
Maybe Green Album, maybe, if I had to guess, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, like... So the Weezer songs that stick out of my head is, like, the most recent ones I've heard is, like... Or that I'm familiar with is, like... Like, maybe, like, Hash Pipe was maybe, like, the latest Weezer song that I like.
Green Album.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Year 2000, 2001. The Tower is still up.
Yeah, I did hear the, what's the other one though? There was one after that, right? Like a popular song that they put out after that.
Maybe like Beverly Hills was on Make
Beverly Hills Beverly, was yeah. another one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Situation. That There's vibe. A couple hits from that.
I did hear their Toto cover, which is good.
Yes, Africa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what about you, Isaki? What do you think about Weezer?
You know, I would say I'm casual. Casual.
Yeah.
I think when I interacted with it as a youngin, it was great. The Blue Album was great. It got played a lot of in the house, I feel like. I think it was like one of the CDs that my dad was like, this is pretty kid friendly. Like, not too many forced skips or anything like that.
Yeah.
And so that happened a lot. And then like in the MTV generation, I definitely will throw Island in the Sun on. That's
oh,
a great
sure.
My mom like heard me listening to Hashpipe and was like, no. And I was like, why? And she wouldn't tell me. And I was at that age. I remember being young enough where I didn't know what Hashpipe was at all.
Yeah.
It was just like a fun little tune where he was like.
Yeah.
It was in American Pie too, right?
Oh,
I think it was in the second American Pie movie, or maybe it's the first one. I can't remember, but it was in one of those movies.
I can't speak to this. I've never seen American Pie. Yeah.
That's A-okay by me.
It's okay, you know? Okay.
I know what happens.
So what's your point of reference?
Relationship with the pie.
So what's your reference for, what's your point of reference for Sean William Scott?
Yeah. He wears my car?
No, I mean, yeah. You know okay. what? I don't even know, but for some reason, I've always thought he was funny. I think he's good.
Don't care for anything he's in, but I do think he's funny.
I think it's bad to have that opinion if you can't place him.
I don't think that's fair. I mean, I like Role Models. That's a more recent movie in his canon. Okay. But that's he's good in that. And when he's popped up and stuff, I think
you have a point of reference.
He's good. Yeah. Okay. Have you seen Goon, the hockey movie that he's in?
I've seen Goon. Yeah.
Goon is great. It's really good.
It's
super funny movie. I think he's a talented.
For a second, I thought you were just like judging it on the vibe. You're like, every time I see him in a poster, he looks funny. I'm like,
he's got funny hair.
I mean, here's the thing. Sort of.
Yeah.
Like if you see him on the poster, you're going to be like, all right, well, I'm going to have a good time with this, whatever it is.
I don't like this. Judging a book by its cover. I think that's to say, like, I haven't kept up similar to the Hassan. I have not kept up with Weezer. Me and you saw them, like, but I don't dislike them. Like, me and you saw
them. That's right. We saw them together.
Yeah, we saw them together.
At Kimmel. Friend of the show, Devin Field, hooked it up.
Yes, we got the nice little hookup, and that was a really fun time. That rocked. They played some of their Toto Africa stuff, and it was cool.
The guy from... From Toto, right?
Yeah, he did the key solo and he ripped.
It was really, really
that's
cool.
Pretty sick.
I feel like they played like a deep cut on that show too. I feel like they might have dug deep into they were playing some Pinkerton.
There was definitely some real thick Pinkerton stuff where like the people, as a guy who has not listened to Pinkerton since it came out, there was a lot of people being like, oh, they're playing this one. It was that vibe. Yeah.
That's cool.
Really, really fun.
But yeah, you know, I'm not like, I don't think I'm ever being like, let's throw them on.
Sure. But are you conversely, you're also not, get this off. Turn this off.
No. I feel like, unfortunately, probably my biggest interaction with Weezer is through karaoke.
Sure. Well, they have a lot of good karaoke bangers, for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Anybody can bring the house down with a Saying Ain't So, or even the Sweater Song.
Yes.
Undone. Somebody singing Beverly Hills at karaoke, everyone's having a good time. That's
it'll go. It'll go for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little more ironic. it's fun for everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, obviously I love Weezer. And so I appreciate you guys coming into this with an open mind. It doesn't seem like the door's not closed. So this is good.
Definitely not. Yeah.
Before we get to the album, I have to report that I saw them this week. As of recording. I saw them on Monday.
Oh, shit.
Live at
the Troubadour. Yeah.
Got it.
And they performed under a pseudonym. That's where they listed the show under a pseudonym as Goat Punishment, which is something they used to do in the late 90s, early 2000s. And they would just like play like Nirvana covers and deep cuts and things like that and other covers of songs. But this was a very different type of Goat Punishment show.
Okay.
They, at this show, Rivers came out and was like, thanks for coming to the show. It's not really a show. It's more of like an open rehearsal kind of. So everybody was like, what's that mean? And they
too
were
vague,
like,
yeah.
And they were sort, and he was sort of like, we might play some of these songs a couple of times. If we mess up, we might start over, type of thing.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't really do that. Like they played two of the songs again in the encore, but they basically played the whole set all the way through. And part of what they played was the as of now unreleased Winter EP. So the next EP in this four EP project that they're doing, they played all of it live. So the first time anybody has ever heard any of these songs, and probably will be the only time we hear them for a while. And then they played some hits. They played a couple B-sides. And they also did a cover of Teenage Dirtbag, which I thought was really funny, because if you've ever tried to download like Weezer B-sides from like LimeWire or something, Teenage Dirtbag's getting erroneously attributed to them quite often, which I thought is really funny.
You think people just think it sounds like a Weezer? They think it's a Weezer song?
I think so. I think it's just people thinking like, oh, this is Weezer.
Got it.
And that song is like weirdly back in the zeitgeist right now because of TikTok, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's why
back, baby.
Yeah.
That's why they played it, yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
And
how long was the show? How long was the whole gig?
It was almost 90 minutes, I would say. It was a pretty decent size, decent set from them.
And how did you find out about it? Like, did you just see, like, were you cruising the Troubadour and saw Goat Punisher? Or so, was there like...
So this is what happened. I'm in the Weezer fan club. And yeah, that's right. You didn't know this. And it's okay. I am in the Weezer fan club.
No, we're not reacting.
It's, you know, it's, you hold your applause.
We're stunned. We had nothing to say.
Awestruck.
Stunned by the fact. I was jealous. I wanted to stab you in the eyes. How did he get that?
Why
am I not in it?
I'll tell you how. I paid $40.
fuck, man. Fuck.
Everything about what you're saying is making Jacob skin crawl.
He's like, I want to pay $40 for something so bad.
Took my money.
And I got an email that was sort of like, hey, keep an eye out on the internet. You never know what's going to pop up. And that was basically the phrasing of it. I don't remember the exact wording. And it was like they capitalized the letters G and P in one of the words. And people were like, interesting. Goat punishment. And then people started putting it together and searching the internet for the link. And then the link was posted and I bought a ticket now 2 weeks ago. And then I went on this past Monday. And so it was just like, it was just all fans. So it was just like, it was like a lot of like interesting, like a lot of fan club members for sure. Maybe some people, I feel like there's like a scene at those kinds of clubs where like people just go to something that's there. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you guys like ever, like I'm always trying to clock who's at the show that I'm at. And
sure.
Yeah.
Like the, the most recent thing that I noticed that when I was at the I saw the Killers recently, and there was just like some straight up like foos were there. They looked like I could say this because I'm Mexican. They looked like the homie toys, like
white sock Dickies.
Yes, white big t-shirt. White shirt, yeah, glass yeah. Lokes on the back of the head.
Uh-huh.
And they
you had me at foos.
Yeah. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about.
And
they were absolutely getting their life and trying to really get to the bottom of the question, are we human or are we dancer? Like, they were having the fucking time of their life.
I love that, man.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
At this show, at Troubadour, I'm always, like, just checking in on who's here, who's, like, a part of the scene. There's just, like, a type of, like, L.A. kind of, like, rock type person who's, like, at shows like this that I'm like, this isn't 100% your vibe, but the space is your vibe. Not what's on the stage, kind of.
Right.
So, like, I was like, Weezer doesn't necessarily compute with what you're, like, putting out there.
Yeah.
But you like being at this place.
Like, he so watches every band with, like, the same kind of, like, slightly pleased expression with a beard. Like, just kind of like, all right.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're, like, going to go to the room probably after this or whatever. Somewhere else, too. They're going to hit a couple of these places tonight.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's like, great. Everybody was, there was one drunk guy behind me who was singing too loud and incorrectly. But people, I think, silenced him. And then something I was going to say to you guys, before we started recording, there was this, I overheard this conversation because, oh, they also had us put our phones in those like Yonder bags because they didn't want people recording the unreleased songs. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like sitting, I was there by myself. And I overheard, I was just listening to every conversation that I could hear.
Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I tuned into this one. This guy was talking about some girl he was dating or whatever. And then he started talking about how she has COVID or something. And he was like, I don't have it though. And the guy that he was with was like, you're vaccinated, right? And he was like, sort of. And that's when I really picked up my ears because I was just like, what is this about to be?
Was it Aaron Rodgers?
It was Aaron Rodgers.
Cool.
And the guy was like, what do you mean sort of? And he's like, oh, I got the first shot and I never went back for the second one. And I was just like, why? And he was like, I only got it to see my mom. And I was just like, what the heck? And I was like, you can get the one if it's like Johnson & Johnson or whatever. But I was like, you got to get both if you're going to get it. Mm-hmm. And it was just like such an interesting thing to overhear. And then he started talking about how he was like, you know, if you just know what's going on in your body, it's not like a big deal. And he's like, I already had it. And I was just like, interesting. Like just listening. And then I was like, I was also one of the only people in this place wearing a mask. So I stepped away from this guy.
Sure. Yeah.
sort of like, I don't know. I was like, he's, you know, that's fine. Make whatever choice you're going to make. That's fine. But you only got one? I'm scooting over.
Definitely sounds like a hot, if there is going to be a hot spot there, it's probably that dude. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Especially if he like knows somebody who just got it. I was like, I don't know about this. And then the last thing I'll say about this show. One, they were great. They sounded great. They were having a lot of fun. I noticed there was a lot of, they were doing a lot of like stuff they don't normally get to do. They played one song from the Red album called The Greatest Man That Ever Lived, which is like this big, like sort of epic long song with a bunch of different musical styles in it. And Rivers on the cover of this Red album is wearing a cowboy hat, and somebody in the audience had a cowboy hat and gave it to him and he put it on. And it was really, really funny.
That's a nice little moment.
It was great. And he was sort of like, oh yeah, I'm like wearing this on the album. And so that was great. And after the show, I left. I met two fans of the show, of the podcast.
Wow.
At separate times, there was sort of like,
that's got to feel cool to be like in the community in that way.
Yes, it was.
That's got to be cool, man.
The thrill of my life. I loved it. It was very nice to meet both of you. I think one of your names was Corey, and I didn't get the other person's name, and I'm very sorry about that. But it was very lovely to meet both of you. And if anybody ever sees me at a Weezer show, say hi to me because I fucking loved it. I thought
That's
it was very
cool.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Thank you for listening. And I hope to see you guys at more Weezer shows. And then
if anybody
also
sees me at a Weezer show, fucking mind your business.
Yeah, keep walking.
Avoid eye contact with me. Avert your eyes. Don't.
I do have to ask, Matt, were you at all disappointed that I wasn't like this sort of like secret grungy Nirvana B-side kind of cover band show? Or were you like, this is what I get. This is what it is. I'm stoked.
That's interesting because I wouldn't say I was disappointed. Because at the end of the day, I got to see my boys. I'm always happy to see my boys no matter what. If they were going to play the same set that they normally play, which is all hits and Africa and stuff,
yeah,
I would have been like, I still got to see my boys.
Yes.
It would have been nice to hear more covers and more deep cuts for sure. But like more B-sides would have been cool. But what we got was interesting because nobody had heard any of those songs. So it was that is sort of an odd way to start a show. Right. Because nobody's like really getting the vibe of what these songs are. But at the end of the songs, people are being like, hey, that one's pretty good. So, you know, other than that, it was I wouldn't say that that it was a disappointing night at all. Rivers did say that the emotion for the EP that he played, that they played there that night, is sadness. So I feel like people might like that more maybe than the one we're about to get into, which I don't want to lead. I'm not trying to tip the hat or anything. So why don't we just get into some facts about the Autumn EP before we get started here.
As I said before,
this is the third of four seasonal EPs to be released this year on the first day of each season. And so each EP has its own production style and motif based on the season. This one, Rivers says that the sound is supposed to be more like dance rock artists like Franz Ferdinand and the Strokes, which I don't know if I would necessarily call the Strokes dance rock. Maybe some of their records, but not as a whole. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't
yeah. Be. Yeah. I wouldn't. Yeah. I would also. Wouldn't yeah. Be. I'm not throwing around the phrase dance rock much.
Yeah. Franz Ferdinand. I'm like, I had no problem swallowing yeah. that pill.
That's fine.
M83. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. A little dancing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this, I don't know this Strokes.
It honestly gave me like Hello Goodbye vibes.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting. I'll go with you there.
Yeah. Like it felt like that era of rock to me, which was also around the same time as Franz Ferdinand, but I got a little bit of Hello Goodbye vibes in there.
I think yeah, that's pretty a pretty what do you accurate. That's accurate, mm-hmm. I would say. And the album's thematic and aesthetic location is described as being set in the Mount of Beatitudes, which is with its associated era being Passion and the Last Supper, along with the Salem Witch Trials. Did we all get this from the album?
What happened to just being like, let's play loud?
They're on some like, they've been doing this for the past couple, you know, all these EPs. Yeah, they're sort of in their bag right now with sort of like, it's like the fall of the Roman Empire and things like that. Real interesting stuff.
I don't want to be rude, but I can't say that I got that from them.
That's okay. I don't think I've gotten any of what they've said about any of these EPs. And I liked the previous two. I really liked
Summer. Because like, do you really think that they're like sitting around being like, what do we want to vote? We want it to be autumnal. We want it to be Baroque. And I think they're probably just being like, it's fall. And then they fucking write a riff.
Like,
and then they're like, some record PR person is spinning it. Right. I don't know. What do you think?
Like if the singer, really like, if the singer of my band came into the room and was like, for this next EP, I would like to invoke the Beatitudes. Like I would quit the band. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, like, I think if they are doing that, it kind of gives them the pass to me. If like, if
yeah,
actually collaborating and like having these big conversations, I think you get the pass. I think it's okay. It's an artistic pursuit, but I think it's retroactive. It feels retroactive in a way.
I get that. Like you feel like the songs were already written and they were like, you know what? This kind of reminds me of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
get that too.
And since the last episode, on the last episode, I talked about they had just announced a residency on Broadway. And they were going to do all four of these season EPs, different nights, 5 nights in a row. And they have since canceled this Broadway run due to high production costs and low ticket sales.
Yikes.
You hate to hear that. You hate to hear that.
You hate to see it. Yeah.
So it just means, what does that really mean? They didn't get enough money?
I think it was going to be, they say it was going to be too expensive. And based on the ticket sales, they were like, we're not going to make back what we're trying to spend on this thing.
Got it.
And it was something I was deeply, deeply considering buying tickets to. And I was sort of like, I could work out of the New York office for a week and go see 5 Weezer shows in a row. But it was going
to be. Oh, the idea was to go, like, if you were going to participate in this, you would see 5 shows in a row?
I was going to go to all of them. Yeah, that was the plan. But then I was sort of like, okay, at the end of the day, this is all going to cost me like $3,000. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm going to.
Matt, next time you have that thought, call me.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. We'll have a chat.
I know. Believe me, I said it. I mentioned it to some people and everybody.
Two shows is awesome. You could go see 2.
Yeah.
But they're going to be different every night. Don't worry.
That was bullying. I bullied you. That was bullying.
It's not bullying. And trust me, I was talked out of it by everybody I mentioned it to.
Yeah.
this EP was produced by Tyler Cole, Daniel Amelio, and Susie Shin, who's been on the show before.
Cool.
Is great. And it was released yesterday. As of this recording, it was released on September 22nd, 2022. So with all that in mind, why don't we just take a 1 second break and we'll be right back with the songs, baby.
Woo!
And we're back, the bivalent boosters coursing through my veins, and we're ready to play some tunes. What do you say, guys?
Yee, baby!
Yee, baby!
Let's do it. Yee, baby!
All right. Why don't we hear, obviously, let's start with track number one. From the Autumn EP, this is Weezer with Can't Dance, Don't Ask Me. This This is a strong start for me, I gotta say. Just like this opening seconds of this song.
This is what gave me sort of Hello Goodbye vibes. Mm-hmm. I like this.
Yeah, this made me be like, okay, I'm in store for like a clean record.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hear some clean stuff.
Pat's doing some fun drumming on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So this started really strong for me, and first listen, I was sort of like, I don't know if I love this one, but it's become kind of an earworm for me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. The chorus is very catchy.
Yeah.
These first two tracks for me were giving like car commercial Kia vibes.
Interesting.
Like they're playing on the beach and the car is pulled up on the sand.
Yeah.
It's very commercial
sound.
Yes,
yeah.
Very commercial.
I gotta say,
super well produced, super like great level, great mix.
To me,
everything.
This is like the closing credit song on like a Trolls movie or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Totally. Like some big like studio comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's the vibe I got from this one.
That's such a funny peg, a Trolls movie, because like I can see it. Yeah. It's very upbeat. It's very upbeat for Weezer, even. It's very it's about not dancing, but it's a very dancey sort of song for them.
It made me be like, does Weezer sound like this?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it made me feel.
Sure.
Like my first initial reaction, I was like, oh, I need to go back and listen to some like middle Weezer.
Yeah.
And
it feels like they're trying something
sound.
New.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It feels like they're like, oh, let's do some synth stuff. Let's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The I do want to go back to a lyric from this one. River says huevos.
Mm-hmm.
And he also said huevos on the last EP.
Okay.
So River that's has just huevos on the brain. He just keeps saying huevos.
That's just how he says eggs.
Yeah, at all times.
Be. He's just like, you guys want to grab some huevos?
But I think he's using it both times as like balls.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, like cojones.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, is Weezer typically like kind of a potty mouth kind of band? Like, are they kind of like tongue in cheek? Like, is that a staple of their music?
No, absolutely not. And
gotcha.
Like a couple of albums ago on the Black Album, a big talking point in the press leading up to it was Rivers was like, I even swear on this album. He said, fuck.
What a naughty man.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Really, really crazy stuff. So now he's out here talking huevos.
Back to back huevos.
Somebody's got to watch this dude's mouth out.
Pretty tame if we're like talking about a guy who's like, I cursed. It's like, yeah, of course you're gonna say huevos. It feels on brand.
Yeah.
It is kind of like their sort of thing of like dorky but cool, kind of. But like, you know, cool is like in smaller letters.
cool.
All right. Why don't we move on to track number two? Get off on the pain. This is like a classic Weezer breakdown right here.
Yeah. Left turn. I actually like this song. This was, I think this was like my favorite song of the EP.
Wow. I like this one quite a bit as well.
Yeah.
It's got a good driving force.
This song was originally in contention for their spring EP, but they saved it for autumn. Mm-hmm. And the bridge of this song contains an excerpt from a poem, I Look Into My Glass by Thomas Hardy. And no, I know what you're thinking. Not the
Not
actor.
That one.
Not the MMA gold medalist actor.
I like that it picked up here. This was fun.
Yes. And I don't know what to call this, because I'm not like a music guy.
Yeah.
But I like the sort of like the melody of this part of the song. It's like very different for them.
Yeah, it's dissonant because it's over that like sort of minor chord.
Yeah. I feel like there's a part coming up right here that I want to hear. Right by your side. Oh, it's the same.
No, I like that though.
I
know what you're talking about. I think the third time he does it, he like yells it really loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that though. It reminds me of like early 2000s emo stuff.
Yeah, a lot of that. It does have kind of like a Midwest.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
Almost like stepping up and speaking straight into the mic kind of reminds me of like Hawthorne Heights-y kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Some nice guitar here. A little synth. We're playing more of this one because I think it's really good. This is the poem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this feels like it could transition into a straight like dum dunk.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
With some screamo shit. Like
yeah.
Heavy screams.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, he sounds great on this track.
Yeah, I think he sounds good.
His vocals are really, do you guys feel like his vocals are like EP wide feel very processed to you?
Processed on this EP?
Like it feels very like, I don't know, like they put either a fat filter or like a lot of pitch correction or stabilization in there. It feels very like the best way I can describe it is like tubed.
Tube.
Interesting.
Okay. Maybe compressed
know.
Is probably
yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of compression going on with like the way all this stuff is mixed. Like everything is kind of like very neatly in like the range it's supposed to be in, mm-hmm. which gives you kind of like a compressed feel. I would say, yeah, I would agree with that. I think vocally though, his performance, I think he sounds good. Like I think
yes.
he,
Yeah.
I think
he's not hitting the notes or anything.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I know that over the last like, I don't know, decade or something, he's been like very into like taking vocal lessons and like improving the sound of his voice. Cause now, you know, he sounds a lot different than he did on the Blue album, right? Cause he was like 25 years old or something when that album came out. Now he's like 50 years old. So he has to really work to sort of take care of his voice and improve it. And he sounds great live now too. So it's just, mm-hmm. it's for everybody's benefit. Something that I forgot to mention, I saw on Twitter from Susie Shin that Rivers recorded a lot of this at home when he had COVID.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
And it was like working through COVID. And later on, I don't know if we'll get to it where it is in the song, but there is a cough on the album.
He had
the novel coronavirus.
Can I ask you this? It might be a weird question, but what did they like? I guess specifically Rivers, because he's the only person I really like know what he looks like in the band.
Uh-huh.
What did they look like when you saw them perform?
They looked
like
great.
Did they look like what you did they look like what you think of as Weezer?
Yeah, it was basically like a very like it was almost like Weezer Prime kind of. It's like exactly what you think they look like.
Okay.
Brian's got long hair, the guitarist Scott's got his like rocker kind of look. Brian's bald and Rivers looks exactly like what you think
like
he looks
classic
like
classic Rivers.
He for a while was rocking a like a mullet kind of and had longer hair for a time, but now he's back to
classic.
Shorn. Yeah.
Okay.
Short hair, glasses. He's wearing this vest that people don't like that he wears. I think he looks great.
And I'd love to see what the vest looks like.
I'll send you guys a pic afterward.
Okay.
Why don't we move on to track number 3. The single from, it's not really a single, but it's like the de facto single. It's the song they performed on Kimmel for this EP. What Happens After You?
This is like the most straight up dancey song, I feel like.
Yes. And this they performed this, they debuted this at the Troubadour show, actually.
Mm.
And Rivers was being, I'll say, horny with the audience.
Whoa.
Okay.
Pointing at people, sticking his tongue out, being cheeky.
Being a naughty little boy.
Yeah, sort of moving his hips a little more than he normally does. Maybe he saw that Elvis movie and thought, if he couldn't get arrested, neither can I. I do think they should have buried Elvis under the jail for what he did with his hips.
Almost like Incubus-y in a weird way. This part I didn't like. I don't like this. I'm gonna be honest.
You don't like this one?
No, I know this part specifically. I'm like, this is total like Travelocity. Carnival Cruises is cool.
It's that, to me this sounds like a Panic at the Disco B-side. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting Panic at the Disco vibes, like earlier Panic at the Disco.
I may be even getting Fall Out Boy after their hiatus.
For sure, for sure.
When they decided that they were like, we're kind of a pop arena act now.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun song to see them perform. It does have that sort of, like this, the chorus has a Franz Ferdinand kind of, like, this fire kind of vibe to it. Like, I don't know, I could see them playing this in a French discotheque.
I don't agree.
Yeah, I feel like you almost have to go lean harder into like the dancier elements for this song to work really well. I could see how it would be fun live, though, because it's got a lot of energy to it that, like, I don't know if it translates necessarily in the way that they captured it in the studio. Sure. But because I almost feel like you have to, yeah, go more electronic with it. But yeah.
I don't want to yuck your yum.
No, sure. I think it's my favorite,
a good fun track. Yeah, it's just like when you think about like dance music, right? Like it's that moment of captivation that pulls you up and makes you got a groove.
Yeah,
Wild Ones featuring Sia. You can't sit down and listen to that song.
No, Dance Yourself Clean.
It gets you up. Yeah, you know? That song didn't get me up.
No, you're
if anything, it made me just be like, maybe I'll wag my finger.
That song feels like I'm standing and watching a band dance. You know what I mean? Like, yes. I'm not also dancing.
Wayne's or something. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're at a 7 p.m. Viper Room show.
Mm-hmm.
The audience is mostly parents. You know, it's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You say that and you've basically described the vibe of how it was received when it was performed. People were sort of like standing there being like, all right, you got anything from Pinkerton? What's next? And they did. They did play a Pinkerton like B-side like right after this. And everybody was like, fuck, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you this too about that show? What was there like a barrier between like the crowd and the stage? Because I know the Troubadour is kind of like a small space. Did they put a barrier up?
I would say there was like a little barrier, but it wasn't much. There were people that basically were like right on the stage, kind of like it was.
Okay.
You could get very close.
Okay.
I was all the way in the back because I don't like getting crushed.
Yeah.
And you could see pretty well if you get a good spot in the back. I was like basically straight ahead in the back. And there was a guy who was maybe 6'3" standing right in front of me sometimes, which was just great for me. but, you know, it's not his fault.
Yeah. Let me just say something.
As
a tall person, we're never going to get upset if you stand in front of us.
That's true. He had two girls
like,
with him.
Like, we get it. We get it.
Yeah.
We get it. And we picked our spot early on, and other people screwed up around us. You can always get in front of us, guys. We can see over you. It's fine.
That's true. And I am always willing to do that. He had, like, a smaller group with him, so I was like, I'll just stand behind the smaller people in his group.
Got it.
I was moving
got
a little
it.
Bit.
Yes.
It's not a problem.
This is just a PSA. You didn't do anything wrong.
No.
It's just a PSA.
And he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Was he too tall? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Should that be allowed? Absolutely not.
I was at a show recently this week, and I went up very close because like nobody else did. And I was like, I'm going to establish like
your dominance.
Not my dominance. I was like, this is a good band. Like, they deserve to have people in their zone.
Yes.
So I was like doing it out of respect for what I think this band deserves. And then nobody would go in front of me. And I was like, and then there was like, I created the line or whatever. And I'm like, you know, guys, like, you guys can absolutely get in front of me and enjoy this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the bouncer here.
And just for the, for the listening audience, Waisaki, height check. What are we clocking in at?
Probably a good 6'2". 6'2". Depends if I got the docks on, I'm 7 feet tall.
I forgot you had those big docks.
If I've done my yoga, I'm 7'3".
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So this is, yeah. So
stretched out.
If I'm with you, I have no problems. Everyone's going out of my way. This is nice.
Yeah, actually. Dude. Yeah.
Everybody in the LA punk scene calls Jacob Giannis because he's so tall.
They start calling him that in an improv scene too.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Jacob.
Giannis.
Jacob.
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 We're some friends having fun. Why don't we get out to track number four, Francesca?
I'm going to call it before we even press play. Uh-huh. Oh, you already pressed play.
Let it roll.
It's okay. I'll take the L.
You can call it, though.
Top two for me.
Wow. Okay, here's the thing. I 100% agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
When they name a song after a girl or it's like about a girl, Weezer's in their bag.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about the drumming on this EP and some of the other EPs in this collection. I'm just really tuned into what Pat's bringing to the table last couple ones, and I'm just like, he's so great. And watching him play live on Monday, he's so fucking good. He's
Are these other
drummer.
Season ones supposed to be dancey?
No, this is the only one that's like this. Yeah, the last one is a more sort of rock heavy EP for them. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of it is the mix. Like the drums are pretty straight, like pretty front and center. You know what I mean? Feels good.
Little key change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can dance to this.
Yeah, I mean, we're all bobbing our heads. Yeah. We're all like, you cannot see yourself like pulling your lady and being like, haha, we're spinning, we're dancing, we're frolicking.
Yeah. This one.
Now, this is the closing credits of like a romantic comedy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's playing over like a montage of like their wedding photos.
They're driving away in a yellow VW Beetle.
Yeah.
Like it's the wedding photos, but they're hand drawn like the end of She-Hulk.
I got to mention about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Rivers mentioned about this song that he was studying the life of Napoleon Bonaparte, and when he was talking about the song, he wrote it from the point of view of a letter from Napoleon to Josephine, his wife, that he was paranoid they've been shut out of paradise.
Hey, I think I hate Rivers Cuomo.
Wow! He said it.
I'm just kidding.
I feel
like songwriters do that a lot. They get into some like niche thing and they're like, this is a song about this letter.
And the funny thing is, I believe him. It's just like so impossible to pull that from the music itself that it just feels like he's trying to like he's trying to dupe us, you know?
Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm the smartest singer songwriter.
Yeah, I think about Napoleon Bonaparte.
I mean, if you really do, okay, man.
Yeah, I believe him. I don't know him to be a liar, so I guess I don't.
Yeah, that's the thing is that I don't know him to be a liar, so I can't really say.
I can't speak to his lies either. I don't. Know.
That was a fun track, though.
Yeah,
a good track. The melody of which was written in 1997. So he sort of writes a lot. Yeah. He's sort of a prolific writer in that way. Where like, and he'll hold on to stuff for years and years and years.
Wait, what year did he write that?
1997. The melody.
Oh, interesting. That's
yeah, so
cool.
He's just been sitting on that and been like, it's not ready. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find something for it later.
That's how I feel about most of my sketch premises.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe this will work 20 years from now.
Yeah, if you ever see me to this one for a while.
You ever see me in an improv show, sort of like take one step and then go, nah, not ready.
It's that they're not ready for it.
Yeah, that they aren't ready to get their fucking their yucks off. why don't we move on to track number five here? Should she stay or should she go?
Should I stay or should I go?
Okay, and that was my confusion as well, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like this song is Rivers' We Cry Together, the Kendrick Lamar song.
What do you mean you don't like how I look?
Hassan, that's maybe the funniest thing anyone's ever said on this show. That's so fucking funny.
When he says I can kick her ass out, I'm like, okay, Rivers. Okay,
yeah, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I heard.
This one is kind of okay to me.
It feels like a combination of the first three tracks to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the last track was the first time on my first passive listen that I was like, oh, I'm really listening now. And this made me settle back in.
And it's like, I get
good vocals, though.
Good vocals. I could see Kermit singing this.
I would love that.
Talking about, should she stay?
Yeah.
Or should she go? We all do really good Kermits, right?
Yeah, I'm solid Kermit.
And maybe Piggy is over there going like, hi-ya!
No, for sure. If when Weezer goes on like Sesame Street or something again, they're going to do this song, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And they'll do like a ukulele version of it. Mm. You know what I mean?
They've been on Yo Gabba Gabba.
Okay, that makes sense.
This feels like a song that it's on one of my favorite indie band from 2004 to 2008 album, mm-hmm. but I skip it every time. But I mm-hmm. love the band, but it's like, sorry. It's mm-hmm. just like, it's the skip.
It's the skip for me too.
Yeah.
It's not my, it's, yeah, it's maybe, is it my least favorite on the EP? Maybe. Everybody's got one.
You gotta have a least and a fave.
Its placement is good.
Yes.
It's a solid track five because it's not taking up like one of the earlier slots, and it's not too far into the EP where you're like, they ended like this.
Matt, have you ever listened to Hostage Calm?
No.
They do that sound, that sound we're just listening to, mm-hmm. but like I think they do that sound really, really well. Mm-hmm. I think you should check them out. We don't have to do it right now, but listen to Hostage Calm, listen to the M word, like M as in marriage.
Okay, and I got really nervous.
listen to the M word. It's really good. I think you would like it.
Okay, one thing we don't do on the show is recommend better music to me, so
didn't know.
You can't say anything better than what we just heard.
Okay, my bad.
You may not think it's better.
No, I'll be digging into that as soon as we wrap, honestly. I can't wait to hear that, because if I could hear a good version of that, I might really like it. Mm. Why don't we move on to track number six here, Tastes Like Pain. They want you to know that they freaking shred that, and that they didn't forget
that feedback.
That.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we have amps in here.
Yeah. We have them.
Sounds like the beginning of a Crystal Castles track.
I'm loser. I'm stupid.
Ugh.
I'm sorry. This song interpolates the melody from the Allegro non molto movement of the Winter Concerto from the Four Seasons by Vivaldi. And,
I don't know, man.
You both just shook your head at me, which doesn't translate.
What do you want us to say, man? Like, you can't sit here and be like, this is awesome, right? I don't know. It's weird. It's so clashy to me. It's so like,
it's cacophonous, kind of. There's a lot going on, right? There goes Pat again.
Look, I don't like being the guy on the Weezer podcast being like, I'm not enjoying Weezer.
No,
right,
it's okay.
It's a tough position to be in. But I'm not enjoying Weezer right now.
This is kind of fun.
It's kind of fun.
I like the chorus, really. Oh. I think this part's good. And it's okay if you don't.
Imagine getting crowd killed to this.
Wow. A shorter song. We just heard the whole thing.
I just feel like they didn't go for it. I feel like add some more distortion, like get a little grow. I don't know.
Yeah.
You wanted it to feel like pain too.
Yeah. It feels very, it feels like Rivers had an idea for a chorus that he liked and was like, oh, this, you know what? It kind of has like a dark, almost like orchestral vibe. What if we got a bunch of strings on the beginning and did like this whole Vivaldi thing or whatever? But they didn't really like lean into it. You know what I mean? Like I wanted them to go harder with it.
Yes. That's I think like, what I'm sensing some timidness, or I'm experiencing some timidness that I want them to push beyond. But that could just also be me and Hassan's propensity for things to go hard. Like,
that's
we
true.
Like that. We like that.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Something we haven't said is that we have a pretty fun group chat.
Dude, like hardcore memes. Secret, don't tell them. No!
It's just hardcore memes. No! Nothing bad.
Yeah,
it's all
we
funny.
Started, I think it's, yeah, we have a nice little Punk Is Not Dead Instagram group thread where we're tossing memes. We're showing each other new music. We're posting flyers for bands that are worth watching. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty fun. Nice little community we got in that group chat.
Yeah.
Nice dudes. I do want to say also about that song. It's my favorite song I ever heard. Just kidding. that Rivers, when he was writing it, he was reading a Wikipedia article about torture methods. And why don't we move on to the next song?
Yeah. Probably for the best.
I hope he cleared his search history afterward. But on that,
who's getting this data? Who's like, self-publishing it?
He has a Discord where he goes in and he
and
just.
How much did that cost, man?
It's free if you're joining the website. But we mentioned him earlier, so I have to bring this up. Friend of the show and friend of ours, Devin Field, in this group chat.
Yeah.
Sent me a tweet with an excerpt from a Rivers Cuomo like article. Not an article, but it's like things he likes or whatever. And number three is mouth taping. And he about this, he says, somebody told me if you tape your mouth shut with athletic tape, you'll get much deeper sleep. I tried it and it works great. At night, I say goodnight to my wife and then I keep my mouth shut.
I'm enjoying watching Hassan every time you read a fact.
Like, I want those quotes to be about, like, the singer of a much crazier band than this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, Ozzy.
Yeah. Or you know what I mean? Like, something really nuts. Because it's like, yeah, I just feel like they're not, like, for as much effort as it sounds like Rivers is putting into the music, I don't feel like they're going as hard as like they could be with like, because if you're this band, Weezer, you're like this huge band with like a huge fan base that will listen to anything you put out. You have the leverage to go as hard as you want. And I just feel like they're leaving something to be desired. But
yeah, but that's also the problem, right? With the freedom, the ability to make all this music, there's very little stakes. Besides
right.
personal ego and like your Discord message board or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you have the ability to make four albums. There are bands out there that like need their first two albums to be the best thing that they're ever going to make.
Yeah.
Or they're done. They're never going to be a musician ever again. And they have to move back to Ohio and teach third grade. Like that's what makes people take bold choices and turn the amp up and go a little faster or like, actually feel like I read this letter and it really moved me and it's about Ernest Hemingway writing to a cat or something and I wrote this song like and they really feel it so they actually make it instead of being like people write songs about letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would actually like to hear that song.
Well, I'm a brilliant man. I'm a genius.
Yeah. I was like, that sounds great to me. I would love to hear about
Kitty.
I'm gonna start
just word for word the letter. It's
Me and Hassan are working on a Midwestern emo project right now that's all about Hemingway's cats.
The Hemingway letters, yeah.
Yeah.
Bidact, or what is it called?
Yeah, bidactyl. Maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Those cats are cool.
Quick sidebar, cats with multiple appendages. Really
yeah,
cool.
Really cool. Really cool.
really cool.
Why don't we get to the final track from this EP? Oh, that's what I wanted to say. If you want sort of harder Weezer, which I don't know, take this or leave this. They have an album called Van Weezer. That is exactly what you think it sounds like. Like just like super like guitar riffy kind of stuff, which is like pretty fun. And then the previous EP, the summer EP, rocks a lot harder, I would say. Cool. So that's, you know, not that you have to do more homework after this, but if you were sort of like, I got to hear what that sounds like, those are my two recommendations.
I love that.
So here's the final song from the autumn EP, Run Raven Run.
I'm putting this one, I think this is probably my number one, honestly.
It's my number one too.
Like when Weezer's doing this, I feel like this is their sweet spot.
Yes. This is like exactly what they do and what they do well. About this song, at the risk of making you guys dislike it, Rivers said that it's the culmination of all the fear, terror, and anxiety and loss that they're about to confront, and that it made him cry.
That's, I got that.
That's more of a normal thing for him to say.
Yeah.
That wasn't too crazy.
No. I like that.
And the bridge of this song, which I really, really like, is from a 2015 demo that is very good called Pacific Sunset. So a lot of Weezer fans who were, you know, into their demos and stuff are sort of bummed that he took that bridge from that song and put it here, because now it's like that song as it is, it will never come out. But I think it's good, because it's like, if that's how we're going to get it, I think it's a great bridge. Might as well use it. Do you think this is about Raven from That's So Raven?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It makes the most sense. Now, I really like the back end of this song from like 330, 340. Yeah.
When it switches tempos?
Yeah, it's really cool. And it reminds me of like good, pure indie rock, like 2004.
This is my shit right here.
Yeah, this shit's good.
Ooh!
I bet this sounded really cool live.
Yeah. It's like an Arcade Fire breakdown almost.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. What a bridge. I love it. I'm happy to skip ahead, though. Let's see.
Yeah, get into that like 345, 330 zone. It's interesting. It's very like...
Oh yeah, this is the other part from that song too.
Yeah, this is what I was talking about—the very like 2004 kind of.
This is very The Killers to me.
Yes.
Yeah. This section, I was gonna say like the Bravery.
Yeah.
Very kind of like emo influence too, where it's like somebody could just be saying words over it, or it could be like a voicemail could be playing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's me. I miss you.
Fuck you, bitch.
It's been 3 weeks since we've talked.
Oh, I think this is where we'll hear the cough. You hear that? Mm-hmm. He coughed. They left it in.
It's like the door slam on Beat It.
Or the person getting murdered in the alley during... that song that was disproven on Snopes. I can't remember what the song is.
I don't even
is.
Know what this scandal is.
It's like an old, like, sort that. Of like urban legend that during the recording of like, I can't remember what song it is.
Oh, man.
Which makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
So it's but not like, really
there's
a story.
Actually people getting murdered.
That's what the rumor is, that somebody was like murdered in the alley while they were recording this like very like upbeat like song or something. I can't remember what. And people listening will tell us. Because I don't have access to the internet.
Don't look it up. It's not as fun.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Nowhere near as fun.
It's actually, I made the whole thing up. Well, and guys, that brings us to the end of the EP. What are we thinking about this thing? How do we feel now that it's over?
I think there's two good songs and then two like fun head boppers, and then the rest just kind of feels the same to me, where it's like just lacking a little bit of that extra push that makes me really tap into music.
Sure, sure. I think, what do you think, Hassan?
I think this EP is a collection of some pretty cool ideas. If I could talk to Rivers personally, I would say go harder. Balls to the wall. Just go for it. Mm-hmm. Lean in. That's what I would say.
And he's a fan of the show. So he's going to
there you go. Rivers, lean in.
I didn't know that. Rivers, I love it. I loved it.
Oh, he's listening? No, it's your rules.
Oh, shit's so cool, man. No problemo, baby. 10 out of 10.
Vivaldi.
Vivaldi. I'm a big fan of him as well, my friend.
I'm wearing his t-shirt. You can't see it. Yeah. I'd say for me, having heard the other season's EPs, I'm not 100% sure where I place this one right now. I definitely, Summer is number one for me. I've listened to Spring quite a bit. Spring is really good. I don't know if I like Spring more than I like this one.
How often are you listening to Weezer in like your spare time?
That's a great question.
I'd say less than usual recently, but I'm when I am listening, I'm listening to some of their newer stuff more.
Are you listening daily, you would say? To Weezer?
What if I said less, but also still every single day? it's still possible. Like I'll toss them on when I'm feeling like hearing some music in the car for sure. It's probably where I go first.
Okay.
Before I go somewhere else.
Gotcha.
I can guarantee you that the Summer EP is going to be popping up on my year end list from Spotify for
sure.
In heavy rotation because I really liked a lot of the songs. They took some big swings on that one that really paid off, I think.
Cool.
They do like a waltz sort of in that one.
A week that goes by where you don't listen to Weezer?
Probably
seven
not.
Days, seven to seven?
Yeah, that's probably.
Hot. That's hot.
So hot.
I listen. Yeah, it's just freaking, it's so hot. I listen to them all the time. I mean, I just saw them and I listened to songs that they didn't play on my way home. I was like, wow, that was a great show. Let's hear some of the other ones. I listen to them all the time. This, I'm going to, chew on a little more. Don't sue me, please. But other than that, guys, what do you have to plug? Thanks for being here. Anything you'd like to promote before we get out of here?
Damn.
You got anything, Jacob?
Oh, just, follow me on the socials. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jacob Waisaki. Stop looking for me on Be Real. I don't have one. I'm constantly getting emails. Why? How can I find you on Be Real? And I say, I'm not on the platform.
Yeah. And buzz trust off. Me, you couldn't handle it.
Yeah. If you want a throwback, you can listen to my podcast. I don't want to talk about Fight Club anymore, where I watch Fight Club for 72 hours straight.
Listen to that. It's quite a ride. It's really, really great.
Thank you. And you can listen to Hassan and I's podcast, Never Heard of Them, on the Flagrant Ones Patreon, patreon.com/theflagrantones.
There we go.
This is a music podcast, so I'm going to plug my band. You can check out my band, Pseudo. We're on Bandcamp, Spotify, wherever you listen to music. You can follow us on Instagram at PseudoSybin, like mushrooms, but with Pseudo. And you can find me. Yeah, go for it.
I will say Still Dying is on my current on repeat. It's like number 7 right now on my Spotify on repeat. It's a ripping album. Very revisitable.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
That rocks. I can't wait to
interrupt.
Hear that.
I didn't mean to interrupt the rest of your plug, though. But
no, you can follow me on social media at Hassan the DJ.
Hell yeah. do that. Listen to all that stuff. And guys, I really appreciate you being here. And folks out there listening, hope to see you out in these streets at the next Weezer show. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Matt Apodaca. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Keep rocking in the free world.
Oh, yes.